thing.
Got that. Got this.
All right.
Let's use it 4:30. Yeah, it's 4:30, sure.
All right, are you ready, Carla?
Yes.
All right, we are back in session. We're here this afternoon to celebrate Juneteenth Day. Carla, could you please read item 657?
Mm-hmm. Proclaim June 19, 2018 to be Juneteenth Day.
Very good. And colleagues, I'll just reiterate that Commissioner Fritz is co-sponsoring this. She very much wanted to be here, but she is absent as she is representing the Portland City Council at the Oregon League of Cities today. That's a very important role. It's important that we be represented there, and so she sends her regrets for that. So today we have the honor of joining, I have the honor of joining Commissioner Fritz in introducing the proclamation naming June 19th, 2018 as Juneteenth Day here in the city of Portland. On Juneteenth, which is the portmanteau of the words June and 19th, we recognize the day that the last enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, were notified of their freedoms in 1865. This is important because it was nearly 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had gone into effect. 2.5 years they had been legally free, but without knowing it or without being informed that they were legally free. 2.5 years that these men and women had continued to toil in bondage under the brutality of an inhumane system that no longer existed under the law. It's appropriate that we recognize Juneteenth, not just in recognition of the labor and the sacrifice and the suffering of those men and women in Galveston, but as the true end to legal slavery in the United States. It's appropriate because a great nation and a great people recognize that the sacrifices many have made have led to our collective successes, and it's important that we take the time to recognize it. This is especially appropriate for Portland, as many diverse people have come to make this city their home and have helped craft what is the highest aspirations in terms of what our cities are: familiar, familial, industrious, and welcoming. Yet, I'd be remiss if I glazed over the importance of history and the effects that it's had on our community, of the elimination of the historical indigenous people of this region prior to the foundation of the United States, of the internment of our Japanese citizens during war, of the enslavement of the African American ancestors for hundreds of years. This too is an important part of our history. And still, we can change, and this is a sign that we are changing by proclaiming June 19th, 2018, Juneteenth Day. And it's long overdue. And this will serve as a sign for future Portlanders that though we can't erase history, we can be part of history moving forward and recognizing that our proclamations and policies can recognize the wrongs that we try to right and to celebrate monumental actions taken to the benefit of all of us in this community. I believe this is what Portland is and what Portland and Portlanders engender. And I'm humbled to join the commissioner in introducing this proclamation. And so with my colleagues' forbearance, I will read the proclamation. Just a side note here, I'm pleased to see we have some kids here today. Proclamations are official documents and official statements of value of the Portland City Council and the City of Portland. And so we take these proclamations very seriously. We consider them carefully. And I am very, very proud and honored as mayor to be able to read this one here today. Whereas Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. And whereas the day brings into national memory historical events that occurred on June 19, 1865, leading to the abolition of slavery in Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of African-American slaves in the South. And whereas, more significantly, it is a day for celebrating African-American freedom, education, resiliency, and agency. And whereas, on Juneteenth Day, we remember the stories and teachings of Black leaders who gave and still give a voice to the daily struggles for freedom, equality, diversity, equity, and inclusion, both past and present. And whereas on Juneteenth Day, all Americans are encouraged to reflect on past successes and challenges of African Americans and continue to uphold and live up to the ideals of freedom, social justice, equality, and human rights. And whereas we celebrate the many achievements and contributions made by African Americans, specifically to Oregon's economic, cultural, spiritual, and political development. And whereas the city of Portland continues to work towards becoming an inclusive community in which all citizens are recognized for their contributions to our community. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 19th, 2018, to be Juneteenth Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day of celebration. Thank you. With that, Janine, you want to come up? And you can kick us off today. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
For the record, my name is Janine Gates, and I am with Commissioner Fritz as her constituent services specialist. And I am also on our affinity group CAN, City African American Network, and I was our Juneteenth coordinator. So I want to thank our panel for agreeing to be here, as well as our community showing up to support everyone. I really appreciate that and having you all celebrate Juneteenth with us. So today I invited Lakeitha Elliott, who is our first speaker. I don't know how we met. We know each other from the community, but she has been very instrumental in Black Portland and keeping us all connected and having events for Black women to come together and be together. And so I really appreciate her. Apple Madison, who is next, but we know one another because she came to visit Commissioner Fritz, and during that time, she talked about a petition she started at her school regarding toilet paper, and then she attended the Oregon Historical Society and had some words about Black history and just the struggles we still endure today, and I was like, she has to be our speaker. So I'm very thankful to have her here. And then our last speaker will be Sam Thompson, who we met, again, I don't know how, but we've been communicating, working together, and he's also part of Good in the Hood and making sure that's a successful event for our city. So I'm very thankful to have these three people here, and you will hear from them.
Great. Thank you.
So like Natalie said, my name is Lakeitha Elliott. I'm a fourth-generation Black Oregonian. I do a lot of different work in the community, but really take pride in being a member of Portland's Black community. We do a lot of really awesome and amazing stuff in our community. We are resilient and powerful, and so I do appreciate this opportunity. I want to thank Natalie. I know Commissioner's not here. Fritz is not here, but I want to put it on the record that Natalie deserves a raise, and she's doing really awesome stuff. She didn't tell me to say that. But I really appreciate the work that she does.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. So as I reflected on Juneteenth and thinking about what it means, and just thinking about the fact that it took 2 years for folks to realize that they were free, that you said, you know, that it was a law, and that just because something is a law doesn't mean that it's true or that it's right. And so often what happens is we pass laws or ordinances or those kind of things, but it doesn't make it true. It doesn't mean that everyone benefits from it. And so I want to challenge you all to make sure that when you all are passing laws and things like that, that you're making sure that those who are mostly impacted benefit from those things. I've had the pleasure of working with a DCL program, so both as a graduate and as an administrator through the Urban League of Portland. That's some powerful work that's doing the work to engage communities of color across the state and young people, which is powerful work. But I would say that it's probably still not enough, that those who are still mostly deeply impacted aren't the ones who are getting the information, who are accessing the services. And so I say, while I love that program, I think we need to look at other ways that we engage communities of color and those who are most deeply impacted. I also got the opportunity to serve on the Office of Equity and Human Rights Bureau Advisory Committee, and that work led to you all ensuring that all city bureaus are developing equity plans. And it's not enough to just develop an equity plan and put it on the table. I want to challenge the bureaus and those who are doing that work to make it a living document, to look at it all the time, and to, again, ask the question, you know, if it took 2 years for folks to find out that they were free, and we're still here in Portland when things are happening, it's 2 years down the line that people are finding out that something changed or something that's going to deeply impact them is happening. So I want to challenge the bureau directors to think about that. And Portland, you know, prides itself on citizen engagement and community engagement. But if you haven't engaged those who are most deeply impacted, it doesn't really matter if you're engaging the same voices and the same people. And so I want to challenge those of you who are working on this equity plans to look at those plans and ask yourself, who's going to be most deeply impacted? How can we make sure we engage them early on, that they're not 2 years down the line blindsided by something that you've changed or done? And so, yeah, that's my challenge to you all, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak here. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
My name is Alpha Madison. I'd like to say I'm thankful to have an opportunity to speak here today. My hope for the black youth is that I want us to know that we can be more than just what they tell us to, more than basketball players and rappers. Like, there's nothing wrong with being that, but we can be way more than that. We can be doctors, lawyers, judges, and anything we want to be. Mm-hmm. And I want the black youth to know that we can make hopes for ourselves and try to achieve them, but nobody can tell us what we can and can't be. Only you can make yourself. Nobody else can write you a label. Only you. The reason I started my petition is, one, we needed better toilet paper. And two...
Good reason.
And two, I wanted to make a change, but I wanted to start small. And I was like, hey, Jeff, we need better toilet paper. And we still need better toilet paper. But anyways... I just wanted people to know that you can make a change, even if it's big or small, but you have to start somewhere. And I had a lot of people agree with me. We needed better toilet paper. So I just want to say that, first of all. And second of all, my love for being a young black woman is that people tell me I can't do things or I'm not able to do things, I'm too young. But then I prove them, and they have this dumb look on their face. So... and... my hopes for the black community is that I want us to know that just because our president is like racist, and he's not afraid to say that, it may look like a few steps back, but as long as we try and we start petitions and live our lives the way we want to live our lives, it can be a few steps forward. So thank you for having me the opportunity to speak here.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
I think we can clap it up a little better for her for that. She did an amazing job. All right, so my name is Samuel Thompson. I am Born and raised here in Portland, Oregon, I'm currently the SHI care manager for the Elevate Black Men program at POIC, working with young men between the ages of 18 and 27 that are gang involved on probation to help them to come up with plans to not re-violate and get their lives in a better place. I'm also a member of this community, love it. And so I want to thank Ken for having this. I want to thank you for being here, the city council, everybody who showed up today. And so when I was asked about what does Juneteenth mean to me, when I was first presented with this question, I first thought about the historical significance. So on June 19th, 1865, was the announcement of the abolishment of slavery in the state of Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of the enslaved African Americans throughout the former Confederacy of the Southern States. And so on that day, we celebrated. We celebrated like black, you know, like black folks do, only we can do, through singing, dancing, music, and food. But in that moment, I couldn't help but to think of the irony of being granted freedom, but never truly being free. You know, with segregation and the Jim Crow laws, systemic racism and processes put in place to continue to oppress us, gentrification, redlining, and a disproportionately unjust justice system. So have we ever truly been free? And so what does Juneteenth mean to me? It means perseverance and community. So for me, for those that don't know, perseverance means steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. And so being able to celebrate in the midst of so much injustice is a gift that my people possess. We know how to make lemons, take lemons and make lemonade, making a way out of no way. My people have excelled at that. And so community is a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. And so Juneteenth is an opportunity for community, for the babies all the way to the elders, fellowshipping. The laughter and the joy and the music, it always outlines the uniqueness of the people who can make something out of nothing. I love when the dominoes are being played, the arguments that happen when you renege in a game of spades. You know, that lets me know that I'm home. And so I love my people, and Juneteenth shows us at our best, the perseverance of our community. And so the next question I was asked is, what is my commitment to Black Portland? I thought on this for a minute and went back to my childhood, to my Black Portland, to my community. I was raised in a Portland that were between Interstate and 33rd, Lombard and Fremont. That was my community. The days that you could take a note to Franklin's and get whatever your mama wanted and get a jawbreaker on the house. When you get in the car, go through a drive-thru and get the best milk and juice you ever had in your life. When Craigo's was a one-stop shop. When One Stop Records had all the cuts. When you're riding your church bus to go skating at Oaks Park. When Leon's haircuts was only $5. When the burgers at Cleo's tasted like heaven. When we would stand outside Wonder Bread and wait for them to throw out the old snacks. When you go to Alberta Park and make a gimp and then get the cookie out the lunch because you really didn't want the sandwich anyway. When you went to SEI camp to get the shoes and ended up getting way much more. My Black Portland was beautiful. And so the definition of restoring is to bring back, reinstate, return to a former condition, place, or position, to repair or renovate. And so some synonyms for that include to fix, to mend, to rehabilitate, to rebuild, to reconstruct, to remodel, to overhaul, and to redevelop. And a village is a self-contained district or community within a town or a city. So he asked what my commitment to Black Portland is our village needs to be restored. It needs to be mended. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be rehabilitated. So my commitment to Black Portland is to restore the village, to bring us back to where we once was. I want my son to grow up in a community that is invested in his growth and his well-being. I want to create opportunities for us to engage with each other on a personal level, to build relationships, because ultimately relationships are what the world makes the world go around. You don't hurt who you love, and you take care of what you feel a part of. We need to restore our love in one another. We need to restore our love in our community. But first and foremost, we need a village. We need a village to feel a part of so we can take care of it. So I'm here demanding the opportunity to reconstruct, remodel, overhaul, and redevelop our village. Black Portland was my village. Well, you're disciplined three times from 25th to 11th for doing something wrong on 28th. By the time you got home, your mom knew the full story when you walked in the house. And all this was happening with no Facebook, no Snapchat, no cell phones. My village taught me accountability, responsibility, and respect. So when I was 11 years old, a guy named Billy Moore taught me about faith, focus, and follow through, and about tradition, discipline, and respect. And those things to me are what the beauty of being black is. The faith that everything will be better if you focus on where you're headed and follow through until you get there. That's perseverance. Our traditions that were imparted on us by the elders help shape the discipline that we have today and the respect that we show tomorrow. That's community. That's beauty. You're beautiful. We are beautiful. This is beautiful. So I want to say happy Juneteenth. Restore the village. Be great. And black power.
Very good. Commissioners?
Well, thank you all for being here. This has been an unusually joyous day at City Hall, which I think we could all use more of. Thank you to the speakers. I just want to say, Lakeitha, I absolutely agree with everything that you said, and I hope that you can help hold me and my colleagues and those bureau directors accountable. Apple, thank you very much. I don't want to ask you what school you go to because it's not my business, and I don't think we should say it in a public forum. But maybe
need tissue, though.
Pardon?
They need some tissue.
I was going to say, if someone wants to tell me over on the side, I'll put in my 2 cents on that toilet paper issue. The only other time I ran for elected office was vice president of my freshman class, and I promised doors on the girls' restroom stalls. So. We have something in common.
You guys had stalls?
We did have stalls, Mayor, yes. Yes, I went to school in the suburbs. So, thank you also for your wonderful testimony, something that I think about a lot. Another reword is remedy. How do we remedy the wrongs that have been done? And how do we ensure that in our good intentions, in pursuit of remedy, that we're not actually causing more unintended harm, which is quite possible. So I do not have the answers today, but I consider it an important part of my job to pursue those remedies, and I want to invite everyone here to contribute to that conversation, and especially around rebuilding community. So thank you, and happy Juneteenth in a few days. I don't know what day it is today, but I know it's not the 19th. And thank you for bringing this celebration. It's I've only known about Juneteenth for a few years, and I hope this becomes a regular a tradition at City Hall and in the larger community.
Well, thank you all for your eloquent statements, Samuel in particular. That was a very poignant image of North Northeast Portland that you created for me, and I really appreciate that. I hope you've put those words to paper at some point. It's very vivid, and it's something I hope we do restore the village. And I want to thank Janine Gates for all of her great work in this building and for helping to orchestrate today's celebration of Juneteenth. So thank you very much.
So this has been a very positive development. And Janine, again, I want to thank you and your team, and Lakeitha and Apple and Sam. Great testimony. Apple, you definitely deserve better toilet paper. So we're going to stay on top of that one for you. That seems like something... We should be able to solve that one together, right? I think we can do that. I think we can. There are a lot of serious issues that are at stake here. And I want to start by acknowledging that I had a lot of questions about what is Juneteenth and why is it important. And just the asking of the question and the telling suggested to me that we have a long, long way to go, just in terms of understanding the history. And it is very important in everything that we do, and we're imperfect at it. I want to be very clear. Everything we do in this community, we have to acknowledge intentionally the history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because until we embrace it, till we speak it, until we own it, we can't really move on together as a community. And I talk about this a lot. You know, last night we had a very distinguished group of African-American pastors in this room. And I won't get into the details, but they were pretty upset about a policy issue that we were working on here at Portland City Hall. And they didn't feel particularly well informed. They didn't feel that they had been part of the process. And they were right. And for me, it was a really important moment for this council, for the community, because we acknowledged it. We owned it. And as a result, what could have been a really contentious discussion, we all left feeling really good about it. We left feeling closer, and we left feeling sort of one step closer to that beloved community, the one we cannot get to unless we are actually truly a community. And that's what the spirit of Juneteenth is, and this celebration really is all about. And I'm really pleased to see a lot of my team here. I see Cupid is here, and I saw Trevon here earlier, and I see Angel sitting in the back. And I think of all the really difficult, hard, contentious work that they do, and Nicole Grant, who isn't here today, but she's working on some really, really thorny and difficult public safety issues on behalf of the community. And I think about that and justice, and I think about the work that we're doing around the Hill Block, which is an issue rife with history and emotion. And the conversations around it have been very, very challenging, but extremely important. And I think about the work that we're doing around the North Northeast Housing Coalition. Because, Sam, it gets to your vision. You know, I was listening to your vision. I'm going, wow, this is a piece of it. It's not the whole thing, but it's a piece of it. How do we, you know, starting with Dan's leadership as the commissioner in charge of the Housing Bureau, and now I've inherited this, how do we actually make good on the promises to support and rebuild a community that was intentionally destroyed through urban development?
Facts.
Right? Facts. And the Hill Block is the exact same question. And very few cities are actually even engaging in this conversation because it's really, really difficult. The conversations are difficult, and it's particularly difficult for the majority community because it requires the majority community, including people like me, right, mm-hmm. to look into a mirror and see with clarity what is being reflected back. And yet we're doing it. And I'm really proud of the work that we're doing here. I'm proud of the city employees that are here. I'm proud of the community that is engaged. I just got to say, Apple, people on my team know this. It is very difficult being mayor. And there are days, I don't mind telling you, where I ask myself, what the heck have I done to myself?
Me too.
It's a really difficult job. And for some reason, whenever I'm with the kids, I feel better. I feel better about the future. It gives me a lot of hope and confidence. And the fact that you have the aplomb and the courage and just sort of the sense of togetherness to figure out, hey, if the toilet paper isn't working, somebody's got to do something about it. And who's the somebody?
Me.
It's you. No. You already get it. So I'm going to stop there because she just said exactly the right thing. So thank you all for being here. This proclamation is obviously overwhelmingly adopted by the Portland City Council. Could we possibly get a photo for people who feel comfortable and like a photo up front with the proclamation? It'd be a lot of fun. Thank you, Janine. Thank you.
Let's go. Go take a picture, Apple. All right. Let's take a picture.
Thank you.